colorful veggies. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, there are certain fundamentals that we all learn as children, such as our shapes, our ABCs, and our colors. And to help aid us in deciphering the rainbow, we often use common references such as fruits and veggies. But what happens when our tomatoes aren't the perfect red and our potatoes are blue and purple? Well, it seems that agriculture is more creative with colors than we might think. For instance, take those potatoes, the vibrant colors due to naturally occurring pigments known as carotenoids and flavonoids, which are associated with a reduced risk of cancer and a lower mortality rate from numerous diseases. And how about our green vegetables that we always avoided as kids? Would it have made a difference if the asparagus on our plates was white? White asparagus gets its color, or lack thereof, from the strange way it's grown, being covered with mulch and plastic to block out all the sunlight so photosynthesis never occurs and the crop's chlorophyll pigment never absorbs enough sunlight to turn it green. Now, cauliflower is something that we're used to seeing as white, but it might look a lot better in that stir fry if it was orange or purple. Cauliflower breeders fairly recently discovered a way to drastically alter the color of the vegetable with selective breeding to produce the unusually bright orange and purple varieties you can now see in stores. And getting back to those red tomatoes that aren't as red as we think they ought to be, heirloom tomatoes come in odd shapes and sizes and in a range of colors, but more importantly, contain more of that tomato flavor. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.